It's a sukkah daf yud gimel, but really, read that's negeo all the sugyas that we're learning very much me inyan le inyan ba oise inyan. So the Gemara daf yud aleph on the base mentioned the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. What the Torah meant when it says basukais teishvu shivas yomim leman yedu deiroisechem ki besukais hayshavti es bnei Yisrael by tzi oisa mi'eretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokeichem. So one of the most fundamental mitzvahs of Yiddishkeit is that on Sukkot, for 7 days, a Yid has to live in a Sukkah. Say midiras kva, and enter diras hara. And the Torah says, the reason we do that is because when the Yid left Mitzrayim, bas Sukkah is hoishavti es b'nei Yisrael. And amazingly, there wasn't a clear Messiah what that even meant. So this is from the most fundamental mitzvahs in the Torah. It's one of the defining mitzvahs of Yiddishkeit. And there was a machlokes amongst the Chachmei HaTalmud. They weren't 100% sure what the Torah even meant when it said, Ki basukos hayshavti es b'nei Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer said, that even though it says in the Torah, basukos, it didn't really mean sukkos. But rather, what it was a reference to was Anani HaKovet. And when the Eden left Mitzrayim, they were zoicha to many miracles. One of them was the Anani HaKovet. And the Torah says that because the Eden had Anani HaKovet, they left Mitzrayim. So it's for that reason we should sit in a sukkah. Now, even though the sukkah is not Anani HaKovet, but what are we going to do? We don't have Anani HaKovet, so we try our best, and we have schach that resembles Anani HaKovet. It's a davar shekidulim in the aretz, ve'idyalim in the aretz. It's a davar sheinim mekabel tuma, just like clouds are not mekabel tuma. But the point is, Rabbi Eliezer said, we sit in a sukkah zeichel Anani HaKovet. Rabbi Kiva said, no, it says in the Torah, ki basukoy seishavti. It doesn't say banane HaKovet. It says basukoy. And if that's the case, what does it mean? Sukkah's mamish. And this must be a zecher. It must be a way of us remembering the fact that when we left Mitzrayim, we didn't have houses. Where did we sleep? Where did we eat? Where did we drink? It was in a sukkah. And because the Yidden of Mitzrayim, for all those years, decades, lived in sukkahs, we remember the fact that we once lived in a sukkah in the Midbar. But for 7 days, every single Yid leaves his house and he lives in a sukkah in the same exact way that the Yidden lived in a sukkah. The Torah, right in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, in Siman Tov Reish Chafei, and the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah and Siman Tov Reish Chafei, and Rashi and Chumash, and the Ramban al HaTorah, they all say that the reason we sit in a sukkah is Zeichel Anani HaKovet. In other words, the Rishonim and the Poskim all paskin like Rabbi Eliezer and not like Rabbi Akiva. They paskin that we sit in a sukkah Zeichel Anani HaKovet and not sukkah is mamish. And the kasha that all the Achroinim struggle to understand is, we know the rule. In fact, two rules. Whenever there's a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Chaveroi, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Halachic Rabbi Akiva mei Chaveroi. It's one of the Kloli Hashas, as mentioned in Masechtas Erev and Daf Mem Vamam Beis. But there's an even better rule, and that is Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. Whenever there's a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and anybody, we always pass like anybody. We never pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. Rabbi Eliezer's halachis will put in Chayim. So if that's the case, Frank the Prima Godim and the Aruch Laner and all the Gdoyle Achroinim that I don't understand, why did all the Pais and really the Rishonim say that why do we sit in a sukkah zeicher l'anani HaKovet like Rabbi Eliezer? The chayrus of machlokes is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, and if it's machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, the halacha always is like Rabbi Akiva, and the halacha is never like Rabbi Eliezer. So there's two reasons that we should pass like Rabbi Akiva and not like Rabbi Eliezer. So I was thinking, and could be this is emnes al derech hapshat. If you look in the Targum Unkelis, Shnayim Mikra ve'echa Targum, on the pasuk L'man Yedu Deiroseichem Ki Vasukai Seishavti Es B'nei Yisrael Baitzi Oysa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, says Unkelis, Bedil De Yidun Dareichoin. So like this, the future generations will know, Arei B'metalas Anonim Oysevis Yos B'nei Yisrael. The future generations should know that what happened when the Yidden left Mitzrayim? B'metalas Anonim Oysevis. In other words, the Unkelis says, where Rabbi Eliezer said, in Masech the Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that the reason we sit in a Sukkah is L'man Yedu Deiroseichem, then when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were Zoicha to Anani HaKovet. And the truth is, it's very, very geschmack. Because the Gemara says, Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yirim Yavitem Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, Targum Shal Torah. Who wrote the Targum Shal Torah? Unkelis Ager Amru. Unkelis Ager did it. But he had a Rebbe. Who was his Rebbe? Mipi Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yeshua. He was Mekabel from Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yeshua. So my Muschel Rishon was Gevaldik. It's Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasoi. Rabbi Eliezer that says in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Now, why do we sit in a Sukkah Mayedu? There's a Sukkah Seif Shafti Zichel Anani Akovet. That's the Onkelus. The Onkelus says, "B'metalas Anonim Oisavis," which is in Lashon Kodesh, Zichel Anani Akovet. So it's Mamish Rabbi Eliezer L'shitasoi. But if that's the case, it's better because not just Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. For Amr Rabbi Yirmi Yivetem Rabbi Chiba Rabbi Targum Shatoy Unkel Zager Amr Repeat Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. That means this sheet of Zeichel Anani Akovet is not just sheet as Rabbi Eliezer. It's also sheet as Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, if it's also sheet as Rabbi Yehuda, then it's Gevaldik. Because Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti, that's true. But Rabbi Yeshua is not Shamuti. So if it's Rabbi Eliezer, connected to Chachamim, we can't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. But if it's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, why can't we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua is not Shamuti. If it's Rabbi Eliezer and Echanami, Al Zen Nema, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. But now he has Rabbi Yeshua, that's Mesayele. And regarding the halachic Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, so we know that the Rishonim say halachic Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, the loy Mechaveroi. Now the truth is, the Taz in a few places says Mechaveroi, the Afilu Mechaveroi, the Ad Malachi asks a bunch of kashas. We have a raid bite on this somewhere. But the point is the Pashas is not that way. It's halachic Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, the loy Mechaveroi. Simple as Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, number one. Number two, halachic Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi. But this wasn't a one on one. This was a one on two. This was Rabbi Akiva Keneged, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. And by the way, it's not Rabbi Akiva Keneged Chaveroi. It's Rabbi Akiva Keneged Rabov, because Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi Muvik, and Rabbi Yeshua was also one of the Rebbes of Rabbi Akiva. So you don't have the Aloch of Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, because you also have Rabbi Yeshua. You don't have the Aloch of Aloch Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, because number one, it's Chaveroi. Number two, it's even his Rebbes, and maybe that's another reason why you wouldn't have the Kav. But the bottom line is, it's beautiful. And that's why Rashi and the Ramban and all the Rishonim and Chumash, and that's why the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they all paskin that the Aloch is like Rabbi Eliezer, Zeichel Anani Akovin, and not like Rabbi Akiva Sukkos Mamish. But I found a beautiful Maramakim in the Shailas Tshuvas Arugas Aboisim. So the Arugas Aboisim was Rabbi Moshe Greenwald. He was the Ov Bezdin of Chist. And the Heilige Arugas Aboisim, and this is an Eirachayim, it's a Simen Kuf Peiches. So he starts with this Kasha, that what's Pshat, that the Rishonim and the Poskim all paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, Zeichel Anani Akovet. Why didn't they paskin like Rabbi Akiva, Sukkos Mamish? And he says a beautiful teretz. He says that we know the Gemara says Masechtas Bavim Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, that there was a major, major machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. It was Negeya, a very obscure area in Halacha, a certain oven. It's Mekabel Tumah, it's not Mekabel Tumah, how you metire it. What's known as the Tanur Achnoi. And Rabbi Eliezer held one way and the Chum held another way. And they were going back and forth. And Rabbi Eliezer said, I'm going to prove to you that I'm right. He said, Shemayim Va'aretz should say Eidos that I'm right. Koisle Beis Medrash. And he started making Moifsim like the world had never seen. And these were seemingly Rayas Beruroys to Rabbi Eliezer. But the Chum were in a spot. They said, I don't care. So you made Moifsim. Doesn't mean you're right. In Lomdis, you're still wrong. That's what they told Rabbi Eliezer. Finally, he said, in Shemayim, there's going to be a Baskel. Watch. And all of a sudden, a Baskel came out and said, Halacha ke Rabbi Eliezer. And Chama said, Baskel? No, ein mashkichim a Baskel. Tyre lei b'shamayim. And they fifed on the whole Baskel. And not just that, because of the fact that Rabbi Eliezer put up such a big fight, that's when Rabbi Eliezer became Shamuti. And that's the pashup shot of why we never paskin Rabbi Eliezer, because he physically wasn't cherim, and his halachis weren't cherim. And that's why the halach is never like Rabbi Eliezer. So said that Rugas HaBoysen. It's mashra from that Gemara, that really the Baskel said halach Rabbi Eliezer, as if to say Rabbi Eliezer is right. Narvas. At the end of the day, when it comes to halacha, you don't paskin a shaylo based on a nevua. You don't paskin a shaylo based on what the Urim V'tumim says. You don't paskin a shaylo based on a baskel. But you want to know, klape shmaya, pun intended, galya, who is right? Rabbi Eliezer was right. Narvas in halacha, Torah loy b'shamayim. So the Arugas HaBoisim said that where it's negeya halacha l'maisa, if it's a shayla v'tan rachnoi, if it's a machloikis and shas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, we paskin like the Chachamim. Because even though the Baskel said halacha k Rabbi Eliezer, ein mashkichim a Baskel, al zen ne'amar Torah loy b'shamayim. We don't paskin shaylas based on maskels. But over here, this wasn't a shayla in halacha. This is a question of why do we sit in a sukkah? This is a whole different discussion. Do we sit in a sukkah because we once had Anani HaKovet, or do we sit in a sukkah because we once had Sukkos Mamish? This is not a Shailen Halacha. This is a Shailen Metzias of what exactly happened. And because it's a Shailen Metzias, Salzen Nemar, the baskel of halachic Reb Eliezer. And that's why here we pass on Reb Eliezer. And that's why over here the halachic is like Reb Eliezer is Eichel Anani Akovit. That's what the Arugas HaBoisim said. But the Arugas HaBoisim said, I have one problem with this. And that is, it's not so poshut that this machloikis from Reb Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is not negeya halacha l'maisa. And for this, we need to take a step backwards and really start this raid bite all over again from a different angle. And that is the mechaber in the beginning of Simen Tov Reish Chafeh. And the Torah in the beginning of Simen Tov Reish Chafeh give a whole explanation, very long in the Torah, very short in the mechaber, of why it is we sit in a sukkah. We sit in a sukkah, Secher Lanane Yaakovid, because when we left Mitzrayim, and it's literally a Musar Shmuz. You start Hilchas Sukkah, it's like what you would expect to see when you start Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, or Hilchas Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Hilchas Yom Kippur, Hilchas Elul. This is like a whole Musar Shmuz right here in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah. And the Bach asks, he says he doesn't understand why the Torah got so lengthy and wordy as it relates to the halacha as it relates to why we sit in a sukkah. The Torah is a halacha sefer. It's not a machshava sefer. It's not a chumash sefer. It's not a musa sefer. It's a halacha sefer. And he says, it's not a gay halacha. Why we even sit in a sukkah? So number one, I don't know why the Torah had to even say that we sit in a sukkah. Zeichel Anani Yaakovit. And he certainly didn't have to flesh out exactly all the nuances of what it is and what the reason is that we sit in a sukkah. So Zok de Bach must be, if the Torah had such an arichos, he's coming to teach us an halacha. So what's the halacha he's coming to teach us? So the Torah says, I'm going to tell you a very, very big chiddush. He says, the truth is that this is not the only place in Shulchan Aruch that the Torah did this. He said, I found in two other places that the Torah did it. In Simen Ches, right in the beginning of Eruch Chaim, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tzitzis, the Torah does the same thing. Gives a whole explanation of why you wear tzitzis and what your mindset is supposed to be when you put on tzitzis. In Simen Chafei and Hilchas Tfilin, the Torah did the same exact thing. In other words, there are three times, said the Bach, that the Torah went off on a tangent explaining the Tam and the Mitzvah. Simen Ches regarding tzitzis, Simen Chafei regarding Tfilin, and Simen Tov Reish Chafei with regards to the halachas of Sukkah. So says the Bach, you know what those three things have in common? If you look in the Pesukim in the Torah, by all three of those things, it says in the Torah the word Laman. Regarding Sukkah, it says, Laman yedu dayreiseichem ki besukkah yiseishavti es b'nei Yisrael b'tzeisim yimitzrayim. By the mitzvah of tzitzis, it says, Laman tizkiru. Right? What are you with tzitzis? And by the mitzvah of tefillin, it says, Laman tia toiras Hashem b'ficha. Says the Bach, the Tur held that the word Laman means that when you do the mitzvah, you have to understand why it is you're doing the mitzvah. Laman yedu dayreiseichem is a halacha. You have to know, you sit in a sukkah, and when you sit in the sukkah, the davs listen why you're sitting in a sukkah. When you put on tzitzis, once the Torah says the word Laman, it's Laman tizkur. You have to know that tzitzis is Tchelus is Doimel Yam, Yam is Doimel Rekia, and it's supposed to remind you, Schartim is Kol Mitzvah is Hashem. And when a person puts on tefillin, he has to know what tefillin's all about. Laman tia teres Hashem bevicha. But the magic word is the word Laman. So says the Bach, the reason the Torah said what he said is not because he wanted to give us a Musar Shmuz. The reason the Torah said what he said is because it's Halacha L'maisa. You have to know why you sit in a sukkah. You sit in a sukkah, Zeichel Anani Yaakovit. And it's Negeya to know that because you have to have Kavono. When you sit in the sukkah, you have to know Zeichel Anani Yaakovit. It says that Rukas HaBoisim says it's a very nice shtickle Torah. That maybe the only time we have the idea that Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti based on Torah Leib HaShamayim, maybe that's only true when it's Negei Halacha L'maisa. But although at first glance it seems like the reason we sit in a sukkah is not Negei Halacha L'maisa, but really it is Negei Halacha L'maisa. It's the Bach in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, where the Bach says that the reason the Torah spoke so much about it is because it's very Negei Halacha L'maisa. Because it says in the Torah, L'man Yedu Dereiseichem, and L'man Yedu Dereiseichem means that it actually is Halacha L'maisa. So the truth is, this Bach is a very, very important Halacha, and this is Mamish Halacha L'maisa, Hilchas Sukkah 101, and it's worth just talking a little bit about the Bach, and then we'll bring it all together full circle. So the Bach said a chiddush. He said that when it comes to the three mitzvahs that it says in Torah Laman, tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, you have to know why it is you're doing the mitzvah. Now, just to appreciate what the Bach is trying to say, let's take a step backwards for a second. We know there's a machloikis in Shas. Mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, or mitzvah is ain't tzrichas kavana. Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafei, other places in Shas, there were those that held mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. For a person to be yoytzeh mitzvah, it's not enough you do the mitzvah. You have to have kavana while you're doing the mitzvah. that you're doing what you're doing, l'shei mitzvah. So, you sit down to eat matzah by the Leila Seder, hinini muchen umzum l'kayim mitzvahs esed eiraisa shal achilas matzah. You're taking dalad minim, hinini muchen umzum l'kayim mitzvahs esed eiraisa shal dalad minim. When you do a mitzvah, it's not enough you do the maisa ha-mitzvah, the physical act, but there's a certain chelek of avodah shebelev. You have to have a kavana that we're doing is a mitzvah. That's the man dama that holds mitzvah srichas kavana. The man dama that holds mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana says, no. L'katchila, of course, but at the same time, what the Torah wants you to do is to behave a certain way. And as long as you eat matzah at the Leila Seder, and you take dalet minim on sukkahs, so that in of itself is going to be enough for you to be able to fulfill your mitzvah. So mitzvah srichas kavanah says, not enough you do the mitzvah, you also have to have the right machshava. Mitzvah srichas kavanah says, as long as you do the mitzvah, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So what are we paskin? So it's a little bit unclear. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Samach, this is in Hilchas Kriya Shema, says, Yesh oimer mitzvahs ein srichas kavanah, V'yesh oimer mitzvahs srichas kavanah, v'chein halacha. So after you learn the whole sugya, so you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days, and then it says v'chein halacha. It's not even clear what the v'chein halacha is referring to. But if you look in the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Prima Gadim, Reb Kideger, they all seem to say that the Mechaber seems to be paskening v'chein halacha on the second thing that he said, and that is mitzvahs srichas kavanah. Which means in order to be yotze mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah, you have to have kavanah, you have to know what it is you're doing. Now, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, if that's the case, we're all in trouble. Because that means anytime a person ever did a mitzvah, you say, Kriya Shema, you put on tefillin, you put on... Anytime you do a mitzvah, if you didn't have the right kavanah before you did the mitzvah, you're not going to be yotze. So there's a chayy adam that saves the day. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, but the chayy adam said that it depends. If when you do a mitzvah, it's so obvious to the innocent bystander that the only reason you're doing this is because it says in the Torah you should do it. You take dalad minim on sukkahs. Why in the world would you be taking dalad minim and this esrig, spend all this money, go to shul, and suddenly it must be because you observe the Old Testament, you observe the Torah, and it says, So when it's so nicker, it's so obvious that what you're doing is l'shei mitzvah, over there, it's pashit, it's understood, it's implied, there's like a stama l'shma, that what you're doing is l'shei mitzvah, and if that's the case, it's going to be okay. So again, machloikis and shas, mitzvah srichas kavanah, mitzvah ain't srichas kavanah. We seem to bask in mitzvah srichas kavanah, but there's also the eitzah, and really the lifeline of the chayadam that said that if it's nicker and obvious what you're doing, it's going to be okay. So with that background, you understand the Bach a little bit better. Kumtz again, the Bach, and the Bach is saying, number one, this machlokes whether mitzvah srichas kavanah, mitzvah ain't srichas kavanah, that's true for 612 out of the 630 mitzvahs. Only mitzvahs I say, right? But it's only negeya, it's negeya all the mitzvahs for three. It's not negeya sukkah, it's not negeya tzitz, it's not negeya tzon. Because over there, everybody's going to hold mitzvah srichas kavanah. Because it says leman, leman yedu der yisechem, leman tizkaru, leman tiyatayr seshem bevicha. And be that it says leman over there, everybody's going to agree that taloch is that mitzvah srichas kavanah. That's number one. Number two, says the Bach, that as it relates to what kind of kavanah you have to have, there too there's a chiddush. Because even the man dama that holds mitzvah srichas kavanah. So what does that mean? That means you take your dalad minim, you have to have in mind that what I'm doing is l'shem mitzvah's dalad minim. There's a kavanah that I have to have that what I'm doing is l'shem mitzvah. Over here it's not enough that I have in mind l'shem mitzvah. Over here you have to know why you're doing what you're doing. You have to open up a sefer achinuch. You have to look in the Rambam's Meir Nevoichim. You have to know the tama mitzvah. L'man yedu d'reiseichel kibesukas teshafti. Meaning, if all you the Bach meant was mitzvah srichas kavanah, so what's the kavanah you have to have? I have to know that what I'm doing l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Why you sit in a sukkah? I don't know. That's for people that learn the Meira. What's it have to do with me? No, here the Torah said l'man yedu d'reiseichel kibesukas teshafti. And zok the Torah anani akovin. And zok the Bach, the Torah brought it because it's negeya the halach of kavanah. Because over here it's not enough that you just have kavanah to do a mitzvah. You have to have kavanah and you have to know what you're doing and why you are doing it. So number one, there's a chiddush by these three mitzvahs that even if your mitzvah ain't srichas kavanah, still you have to have kavanah. And number two, there's a chiddush that even the mandam mitzvah srichas kavanah, over here you're vaita going to have kavanah. So it's a huge chiddush to Bach. Now the truth is, there's a major machlokes achrayim had to understand the Bach. There was a machlokes between the Prima Gadim and then 100 years later by Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, the Baal Aruch Laner in a Sefer Bekura Yaakov. The Prima Gadim held that this Bach, again, this is mamish halacha l'maisa, this Bach only meant l'katchila. He never meant it's ma'akiv to have this kavanah. He meant that this is only a l'katchila. The Bekura Yaakov held no. It's not mashba that way from the Bach. Leman sounds like it's a ma'akiv. He throws in a line. He says, just like Rabbi Gamliel said in the Haggadah, Kol shalayama shloish advarim halalu liyatsi dei chayvasi bepesach ve'elohim, pesach matzu umar. He says, I think it's the same exact thing. I think that's mamish what the Bach is saying. That this is not just a lekatchila, this is a ma'akiv. Now notice, over here the Chaya Adam's not going to help you. Because what's the Chaya Adam's Eitzah? Why are you doing it? Okay, you're right. It's clear I'm doing a L'shem Mitzvah. But I have to know why I'm doing it. For that, there's no Chayei Adam. So the bottom line is, this is the Chiddush of the Bach. The Bach says that the reason we're talking so much about whether we're passing like Rabbi Eliezer, or whether we're passing like Rabbi Akiva, like, why is this such a big deal? Why does it matter so much who we're passing like? Oh, it matters. Because it says in the Torah, L'man Yedu Dei Reisnechem. This is one of the three mitzvahs where it says in the Torah the word L'man. Once it says the word L'man, that means you have to have Kavana. Even if your whole mitzvah ain't Shrichas Kavana. And by the way, even if your mitzvah Shrichas Kavana over there, is a different type of Kavana you have to have. It's not enough that I have in mind I'm doing a L'shem Mitzvah. I have to know why I'm doing it. I have to literally learn the Tam HaMitzvah, because otherwise it's a felt in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Now, according to Prima Gadim, it's a din l'katchila. According to the Bikur Yaakov, it's even going to be a din that's going to be Yaakov. But at the end of the day, that's why the Torah spoke so much about it, because this is something that's going to be Nogei.